Township on one.
Okay, I'm going to this Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. First item of business is to approve the minutes. And a motion to do so. Second. All in favor of approving the minutes, say aye.
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 You look good. So look. Approved, approved.
Good job. Yep.
Can we take a break then?
He wants to back up.
I think it's going to be lunch, dude.
Okay, well, let's go into unfinished business and Chris and me, so we'll give us an update on 223.
223 business, that's actually pending litigation. We usually do those in executive session, since it's pending litigation. There is a, but I take to say a public meeting. The reason why we do pending litigation of executive session is there can be things that are said in those meetings that are any privileged information that might not necessarily want the other side to know, but not this time. Basically, what 223 Ben Street is we initiate a lawsuit against the owners. They're not connected to the septic system or sewer system. It has been.
I received a complaint.
About a year and a half ago, whatever.
It says you which forced.
It's not, so we sent them out the first notice. They talked to Chris and we tried to get some things done and tried to work through it. Didn't occur. Then we sent another notice out, and it should be, I bet you this spring, it's 2 years from the first thing we got. Because we tried to work it out with them. We filed suit in September of this year, finally.
Is there somebody living there?
Yes, some kids. There's a couple families, there's a family. I don't know how many kids, two adults for sure. So we have a hearing on Thursday. It's a pre-trial conference. Then I've asked Chris to attend and see what we can do with them. But this is going to be a problem. We're going to have to condemn it, help them pay the bill, or pay the bill, I suppose. Or have them try to do it. And I don't know how, not seeing that the people's financial status, I'm not saying anything either way, it would be very difficult for me to believe that they would be in the position to get this hooked up to the sewer system. So I don't think that's not a realistic option. They have told me that. So you will need to then.
Yeah, the house inside's not even finished. I mean, it's got 2x4 walls showing and floors missing and.
Yeah, so you'll have to make a determination. We'll talk to them on Thursday. We'll bring it back and we'll try to make a determination how to proceed.
You mean the quote on you?
I don't think you can just dismiss a lawsuit that might have happened because they've been numerous complaints, if that's a nice way of saying. Would you consider numerous complaints?
Numerous, and then which force are issued act? I mean, once I'm told this is happening, we have to act because, A, that puts my license in jeopardy.
And our permit.
And our permit and, you know, the city in jeopardy. The quote you have, back in the day when we looked at multiple options. This one is actually the most realistic, but they're all $30,000 plus.
There was one that we were just going to run with one and try to do it, almost like a residential lift station.
Residential lift station, they don't have sufficient grounds to reinstall a new septic system. Even when they go try to reinstall a new septic system, you're still in this ballpark number. I mean, even if we ran, you know, the order and quote was just to run a 6-inch lateral back to them, not even top them up to extend the main, I mean, you're still at $28,000 because, yeah, it's deep right down the road.
What was the status of this home before they bought it? It was on a septic tank?
This home has always been, stop me if I go too far. This home has always been on a septic tank. This home sat vacant. after what the Jenkins has moved out for a while.
Oh, probably 10 years, at least.
Then you had another owner buy the home.
Paul Muncy.
Yep.
And my owner comes to us, starts saying, "You're going to have to." Hook on.
He's the one who went in and gutted the house.
I believe that.
And once he found out he was going to have to hook on,
he was gone.
He stepped back. Next thing you know, these people are in there.
So it didn't go to sheriff's sale or anything like that?
Not to my knowledge. Mm-mm. You know, it was just one of them he found out and he...
Did they sell it on contract to them?
I don't know all those details.
I would guess.
Probably.
Or he wouldn't have been able to get, they wouldn't have been able to get a mortgage.
No, they wouldn't have got a
mortgage. Looking like it looks.
Yeah.
Well, if it had come from a realtor, they probably would never have had to disclose that. Should have disclosed that information.
Right. Well, I would like to see, I guess my office can look for ways to assist this family in relocating if it comes to that. That's what I'm concerned about, is that poor family and the children inside.
You know, we just have to look at the options when it comes back, you know. I don't think there's any, I mean, you know, if you would try to do it and then assess to their taxes or whatever, odds are you're not going to recoup that money in the long run.
It'll
take forever. It'll take forever. $30
The barracks law on sidewalks.
What you can do is get a court order to install it. It goes back to the property taxes.
No, not anymore.
They don't pay the property taxes. You pay the property taxes.
I don't know.
And there's nothing you can do, and you can't give them a break on the 10% interest that the county's going to charge. And it'll eventually go to tax sale. Because once it gets assessed by taxes, there's nothing you can do.
Do we have any other properties in the city limits? Not on the city sewer? Still on something?
I will say, when I started, there was several, more than several. We did this on 8 to 10 properties.
Oh, yeah?
We just didn't know about this one.
I mean, did they pay their, the other 8 to 10?
One of them was a bank. They were really upset.
Yeah, but I mean, all the others are really bad.
They're all on now. I think there's one that's not, but they have an active septic system, and then that since your septic system was still okay,
yeah,
the city didn't feel, I think it was a $30,000 or $40,000.
Right. I mean, that's where that law gets really gray. I mean,
you can force it, but you don't have to.
You can force it, but do you force it until it fails? And then you kind of have that.
I think that's the thought. You're not going to go after people that have some offers.
Right. Because by the law, it actually should be easy. It don't matter whether the house is good or not.
Last call, we can go on tonight. You want to discuss the generator?
I handed you all out.
Come on, Tom's house. Right, hook up.
The connection cost estimate for a generator replacement cost of the plant, myself and Mary, on the Wednesday. With the engineers to go over a preliminary set of plans. I believe that's it.
Yeah, you've got time, right?
I did have it.
Okay.
I'm not saying anything.
You have to go over the preliminary set of plans on for sort of generator. I look for this number in this quote actually probably be high. I mean, we are for the cost of generator, but you also have to keep in mind the engineering costs on that, you know, will be figured into that part of the project also. I don't think it's all this with me.
$600,000.
$600,000.
Yes.
So it's right.
Close to $700,000.
All right. So I look for this number to vary, you know, once we get deeper into it. I think we'll find more out Wednesday on Tuesday, go on a look land and shut down.
What about when did this process start?
A year ago, probably.
Any other questions?
I got on the side of the house.
No.
We'll bring back a report on that. After Wednesday. Okay. Move on to new business. I'd like to introduce Brad Bookout from Augusta Consulting.
Gentlemen, thank you for your time this evening. Got a few things to go over. Thank you. I didn't need as many copies as I thought I did, but thank you for making these. Mayor Byron reached out to me shortly after the election, and Augusta Consulting is a municipal consulting firm based in Yorktown, Indiana. We do work throughout the state of Indiana. We're working as far away as Gary, Indiana, Grant County, Harper City, been working in Portland, lots of work in Muncie, Delaware County, Selma, Daleville, Newcastle, other points in between. Nonetheless, Mayor Byron said, hey, I really want to hit the ground running on day one, and he's doing just that today. I asked the mayor, I said, you know, what do you hear when you're on the campaign trail? What do you hear from people in the city? And he gave me a grocery list of items. I said, hey, we got to scale this back. There's too many items here to address all at once. So we scaled it back to 10 things. Actually, it's half nine, and then he added a 10th one that we need to take a look at. There are several different things here that I believe we could assist the city in various different ways, both to do mainly two things. Increase quality of life, quality of place, at the same time maximize revenue to the city so that they can do as many good projects as they can for the community. So the first one, we propose engaging Umball Associates to complete a financial analysis of the city's general revenue, economic development income tax increment financing income, so as to better develop a comprehensive four-year spending plan. We want to make sure that the mayor doesn't overextend and also doesn't underextend his resources of what he would like to do. We'll provide a report to both the mayor and the redevelopment commission. Second thing is we would engage Barnes and Thornburg to review all TIF districts and make recommendations as to consolidations, potential cost savings on related bond issues. We spoke briefly with your clerk treasurer before the meeting and understand there are 5 bond issues at this time, and we believe that there are potential to refinance some of those bonds and ultimately save the city money. Number 3 is lead efforts to locate, engage, and attract a rehabilitation detox center in the city and work with the center to initiate a program to educate the community about drug abuse. One of the problems that Mayor Byron expressed to me was the need or the current problem with heroin use and other illegal and prescription drug use in the community. And we think that an effort needs to be put in place to do something to try to at least slow that down or assist those who are in need. Number 4, identify the needs to create a plan to develop a citywide broadband network and provide a report to the mayor. We think that this is something that attracts residents. We think this is something the current residents would like to have. I know I brought my iPad tonight. I see you work on your iPad there. It's nice to have a broadband as you throughout the city. Number 5, complete an analysis of all city parks, park equipment, current needs. Assist the Parks Department in developing a new Parks Master Plan and identify new potential funding sources. We would provide a report to the mayor and the Parks Department. This is critical because with your park systems, there are state monies available for trails, for other park programs, oftentimes community foundations like to assist with park projects. There are financial sources and grants to tap that you need a 5-year Parks Master Plan in place to go after those funds. Number six is assist the city administration in developing a dialogue and potential cooperative projects with various community partners. We think it's important to reach out to the community foundation, local banks, utility companies, and the top employers in the community to see what their needs are, what they want to do, what they want the city administration directions, they want the city administration to go in. So we will lead those efforts and assist the mayor in that dialogue. Number seven, we'll lead efforts to locate, engage, and attract a paramedic ambulance service to supplement the current fleet of related non-emergency runs. This was something that the mayor brought up, and I know it's a critical need, and there's immediate need with the hospital and others in the community to see increased ambulance service. Number eight, work with a certified landscaper, Rundell Ernstberger, to review the current Gateway landscaping plan, make recommendations as to ways to value engineer the long-term maintenance expense of that. We just want to make sure that going forward, the city's going to undertake that project. We want to make sure that the plants that are there are not going to be something that's going to blow the city budget down the road. That they're plants that are planted that are self-sustaining and are easily to upgrade or remove or whatever. Number nine, work with HWC Engineering to assess the current streetlights for upgrade and identify new locations for lights. I know it was talked to the mayor at various times throughout the campaign that people had streetlight issues and they were curious about, you know, locations of new streetlights and why certain streetlights weren't working in different locations. Number 10, we'll investigate the possibility of utilizing the light elimination hardest hit funds to demolish abandoned and vacant houses. There was a big grant application, our big grant round that was just out last year, and money from various communities all over the state received light elimination money to tear down vacant and structures. So we'd like to give some focus to that and look into that. In all, page two, consultants available to the city to work with the mayor on these projects is Humboldt and Associates, Barnes and Thornburg, Johnson Holloway, Augusta Consulting, Rundell Ernstberger, and HWC Engineering. Augusta will act as the lead consultant on all work, and the other entities will act as sub-consultants. Above services are provided to the City of Winchester with 8 monthly payments of $9,976. And I know the mayor wants to make sure that contracts and agreements like such are ran through the Board of Works and approved by the Board of Works. So I'm happy to answer any questions. Anything you have or see or would like to add or delete or discuss with the mayor about, that's what we're here for tonight.
I think so.
Number eight, are we also looking at Sim Center? Garage as well as when you're talking about landscaping?
We drove by Sim Center, which is an area for development, I think that we should definitely look into that.
That's easy. Yeah.
It's right there next to the gateway.
Okay.
And as people come into Winchester off 27, and they turn, they will see Sim Center Drive and go back towards the new Tractor Supply Company, Tom's Collision, even Pizza Hut. So.
I want a lot of landscaping as you pull off of 32, just hitting that area there. I don't know what was spent on the past couple of years, but I know they probably spent quite a bit revamping it, or whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
On number one, are you looking at a comprehensive financial plan? Is that what the number one is looking at? That's a little different, I think, than that.
Yeah, basically this is an analysis.
I know the comprehensive financial thing from the county was really helped the county council on the budget.
Yeah.
I was just curious about.
I think it'll be a good starting point right here, and then the various ways into it.
I think comprehensive was not about spending as much, it was about this is the fund that's going to be available for.
That's exactly right. Look at general revenue.
When they said, do you want to buy a new ambulance? Well, we said, the fact of the matter is, we were to take kids to come by.
Yeah, you got it.
She could be.
What you can spend what on. Source of revenue, account, and then anticipate. Actually, Jason said one of the three people. I shared that with Vicki just before we came together.
And I shared that Jason Summer would be who I would pick.
He was here today, because he was a county, yeah, okay.
Very good.
And I do know, at Ford and Thornburg, we had been using Bruce Donaldson a lot.
Okay.
So, I like Tom, don't get me wrong, and Tom's done work for the city prior to me.
Yes.
Probably, right?
Yes, he did. In the Wolf administration.
Hasn't Bruce done the last one, or?
Yes.
They're the same.
Bruce, yes.
So he should have all those. I don't know.
You know, what really impressed me with this presentation and the way this is put together is that for the last so many years, we've used one exclusive consultant firm to do a lot of the work. And Brad goes after the best of the best. He puts together an all-star team to give the city of Winchester the best services. So, you know, there's consulting firms that are really good at the sewage and wastewater treatment plant, and there's, you know, other engineering firms that are all-stars in roads. You know, and so this is a way to, you know, find the best of the best. And I feel like my job, if I have to explain that, is that I want to bring the experts to the table. My job is to find these people and say, you know, come here, sit down, and let's put our heads together to create the best services that we can do our city. And so that's why I called Brad, and that's why.
There's a lot of pieces of scale too. There's different municipalities we work with. When you bring all these people together to do this, one feeds off the next. And you know, the person from Humboldt ends up passing digits on to Martin Thornburg, and Martin Thornburg passes things on to Dr. Holloway or Justin Consulting or HWC. So by having all of them talking, it's better than having them all out just one by one doing it at the end of the day.
Humboldt's not going to give us back that.
No, that's correct.
So this $79,000 is not correct.
It's all done the same for all of these individuals.
And then if there's something additional, that'll say, hey, we need a.
Yeah.
You have five bonds, you need to go to one, you know, this or that.
Yeah.
And that would be an additional.
City wants to need Humboldt to proceed with a bond refinancing. But I tried to make it all encompassing. You nailed the top 10 right off the bat. I mean, these are projects for the mayor to get in and get his feet wet right off the bat, take care of some immediate concerns that he's been hearing, and have some projects under his belt.
Is there a dollar figure put on each number by any chance, or no? I mean, if I was to pick out, let's just pick out number three.
Yeah, number three. Just say number three is a, on any one of these, I make a master list. I get quotes from all of these different entities. I have time involved in each one to oversee.
Right.
I make a master summary of how many hours I'm going to have involved with it, all encompassing. Number three, that might be a $5,000 to $7,000 individual item to do that. And all of these are some number like that. You roll them all together and you have everybody working in the same pot. Simplifies the whole thing for the mayor. That way the mayor's not running in 10 different directions all day long. There's oftentimes, I mean, when a new mayor comes into office, they want to tackle all these problems. Well, they're only one person, and how can one person possibly go out and do 50 different things in one day? So they need professional help, and that is what investing consultant brings to the table. It's professional municipal assistance to make sure projects are done right the first time.
And so I asked my department heads to come in. Gary Moore is here tonight to speak on number 7, which is his expertise. So
I'm going to put together a presentation or proposal for next meeting, Board of Works meeting, to address paramedic service, possibly with the use of our existing ambulances. I'll have some prices on what it would take to prepare them for advanced life support, which is what we're talking about, paramedics. We employ 2 paramedics right now, so we have 2 shifts that we already have paramedics on duty 24/7 to run a 911 paramedic service for the state of Indiana. You have to be able to provide that 24/7. So I will.
There's higher reimbursements for that too.
There's, yes, considerable. I don't know.
There's money to be made.
We talked about them. We got a non-reverting ambulance fund right now where we've been, we're backed up. We don't run 911 first out, sorry for the stuttering, but we're a backup to Randolph County's backup ambulance. And can I go ahead and say, throw some figures out?
Sure.
We've got around $280,000, $285,000 sitting in our non-reverting fund. So I will prepare a presentation to address hiring a couple of additional personnel, paramedics, and what it would cost for the cardiac monitors, the drug boxes, the...
Just to explain a little bit further, Chief, so this has been discussed a lot, that if you did that, then you could become the sole provider, the first responder, first provider in the city.
Right.
We are not right now.
Right.
Would that be correct?
Yeah, it wouldn't be prudent. Yeah, it wouldn't be prudent. We could run BLS ambulance, basic life support in Winchester right now. But the county provides a paramedic service, so it would be hard to present that to our citizens if we weren't at the highest level, which is paramedic.
Would that be based out of the fire station?
Yes. We have 2 ambulances over there right now that are basic life support.
So the county would be the backup to us.
Mm-hmm, as far as in the city, yeah. And there is a need at St. Vincent Randolph Hospital for transports out to Ball, Reed, and even Indianapolis, and like Meek said, it's a mileage reimbursement. There's a flat fee for the higher level of advanced care, and then there's mileage. There's,
in other words, your department, if they're not already, would be self-sufficient. Right?
With 2 more paramedics, we would right. be ready.
And
but that's
pretty much where the county's. Close.
That's bare bones. That's bare bones minimum. I would want to get some, you know, 2 paramedics would give us 3 people on 2 shifts. You see what I'm saying? Then we'd have 2 shifts that had just 2 personnel. We run
it. There's a need there.
Yes, there's a need, and there is. I mean, the revenue is.
It's like Union City runs paramedics.
Yeah, the potential's there. It would support itself.
Well, I would ask you gentlemen for an approval of this agreement tonight so that we can get started immediately on these items. And then also, the mayor took me for a ride around the city this afternoon, and we looked at a dozen different places that he believes that need assistance and help. When I talked to him about those places, one of the services that we offer is economic development services. Specifically, we do a lot of what's called R&E calls. That stands for retention and expansion costs. Those companies that are here small or large, need to have occasional, at least annual phone calls to those companies to talk to them about, you know, we're happy you're here in Winchester. We want you to stay in Winchester. Is there anything you need? Can we help you with any expansions? And so anyway, we're going to be furthering conversations with the mayor about our, an RE call program, and possibly at a future date I'll be back before you to explain how we're going to tackle that. So we'll continue to work out those details.
But for tonight, I would like to ask you gentlemen to approve this contract.
How are we going to pay for it?
Well, we can do it out of three ways, three funds that we can use. We can use a third of it through the TIPS, through the Redevelopment Commission. A third of it can come from that money. And the other third, that you...
Sewage utility.
Or we can take it all out of the edit, but I don't really want to exhaust the edit money.
What was your edit here? $197,000? Is that right?
Well, we've got some issues. The edit money, some of it has to be used for this window.
I'm sorry, committed.
We may, after we consult, though, we may be able to make some changes in the edit. But right now, the edit is committed, as Mayor Barnes said.
Speaking of the windmill, is there going to be any part of this that we're going to address?
Yep.
Well, which would probably come in the TIF, TIF and the economic development.
No, we're
number one.
Yeah, we will look at that bond, and I even shared with Mayor Byron, probably need to work with the clerk and look back at agreements on the windmill and kind of determine where that's at. Probably work with the attorney on that as well.
And other employment living too.
A lot of historical documents on that, yeah.
There's a lot of knowledge on that.
First of all,
The windmill project. Just as far as the windmill project. Right. There's still an outstanding invoice.
Vicki, when I looked at your edit plan, there was an amount that was a reserve or a carryover amount annually?
Yes.
Is that pledged as well for the bonds?
No.
Okay.
No.
What was that balance?
Pardon me?
Do you know that balance?
Were you looking right at the edit plan?
Yeah.
Let me look at it real quick.
It was page 2 of the edit plan.
Okay.
Top number. Hold that up.
Well, I'm glad it's fine for you.
No, it's not fine.
You can't do it. You usually don't bother me. Unless it's a high. If somebody doesn't set the empty, you can
second page, is that what you want?
Yeah.
Okay, right here.
You can prove it.
So, the edit revenue is the cost of the project.
You can now do that if you're going to do this. The mayor sends the other plan, and then that goes in front of the other. So you just stand there. Yeah, you would do the edit. But that still goes in front of the other.
Right. The edit balance right here, the estimated is 4,600. This is what we're going to be doing each year.
Okay.
Coming in each year.
So this is the bill.
That's remaining reserve.
That's remaining reserve. Okay. Is that a reserve that's set aside for the bonds?
No.
Okay.
No.
So they can pay 100%.
Yep. It's not set there by for the bonds. And we have to get this.
Better understanding of our finances. after Umball comes in, and...
Yeah, we're scheduled to start number one, actually, I'm getting Umball back in, and send one here Thursday morning to start working on number one, so that Sean can start getting handle on his finances and all these that. Vicki just shared with me, Vicki, what's that?
It's reserved, $377,000.
Yeah, it's on that reserve, $377,000.
That's correct.
Probably, put it solely out, which one people don't listen to.
Sorry, just taking...
Yes, me, yes. The revenues are there to support that.
With a third, but it's gonna turn, the four dollars hurts some too, like, what was still covered. Yeah, so you can afford...
Yeah, it's important to get a third approved, so we can...
The money's there.
That's what I'm...
There's money there for it, this part.
I wanna hear, there is money as well.
There is money to...
My ignorance here is the first meeting...
Absolutely.
Looking at this, I just, you know, it's like telling my wife to go to the store and buy something and not know what's gonna check.
There's revenues there to support the expenses for the Augusta consultant.
Okay.
I think it's needed, being he's stepping in to, you don't know. I don't know, I mean, I've looked at the numbers many a times, I'm not one for spending money either, and with that being said, you know, I'll make a motion, we move forward and, you know, take a third of it out of the sewage budget if that's what we choose to do, or even, you guys go further with taking all that edit. I think it is basically edit anyway, but doing what we're doing.
Yeah, getting a third out of the sewage will get started.
But it's the only thing you can deal with.
So the motion's on the board?
Yes. And just to expand on what Bob said, I'm also not, obviously, a big fan of spending money unwisely, and I don't think anyone is. Oftentimes, you need to spend money in order to save money down the road.
Exactly.
And make a good investment in the community. And it appears that all of these 10 items are issues that need to be looked at and addressed.
Yeah.
And are important to the community. So, that being said, I'll second that.
Are we gonna be included in number one too?
Yeah, be included.
Okay.
That's the entire...
Okay.
I'll just figure it out. Figure out what you want.
He's got a notepad full.
Really, just...
We just need to take it to the motion, to vote. To vote.
Did you vote? All in favor?
All in favor, approving the contract between City of Winchester and Augusta Consulting. All right, let's hear it.
Aye.
Thank you, gentlemen. Eric, we're looking forward to working with you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
I'm looking forward to working with all of you. Thank you, sir. Good to see you.
Thanks, Ed.
Right, thanks for coming.
Thanks again.
Okay, the next item on the agenda is organization. And as you all know, I've appointed my department heads, Chris Martin, wastewater and sewage plant supervisor. Is there another term that you go like this?
This wastewater superintendent?
Superintendent, okay. Frank Lawrence, superintendent of the street department.
You're great.
Gary Moore, fire chief. Richie Tucker, police chief. I did not reappoint parks director Kathy Bond. We are in the process of looking at ways to consolidate, feasibility of consolidation of the parks and the street department. I will bring that back very, very soon about how we're going to move forward with that. Nick Cockrell is going to continue to be our city attorney. Do I need to go through all of my...
No, not at the city commander.
No, not at the board works.
Okay. And then the second part of the organization is when we will meet again. I think
because tonight is the beginning of the year, we definitely need to be on the third Thursday of the month. Did I say Thursday?
Yeah.
Monday of the month, so that we can approve claims. So as of right now, let's meet again January 18th at 5:30 p.m. And we will go thereafter every Monday, third Monday at 5:30. Unless there is a need for a Board of Works meeting, in which I'll let you know 48 hours in advance.
So just to be clear, it's the third Monday of the month.
Third Monday of the month at 5:30.
And probably we want to make that a motion, approve it, and then Vicki can then advertise that.
So I make a motion of when we will
set the meeting times.
Okay, I make a motion to set the meeting times for the third Monday of the month at 5:30 in council chambers.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion passed. I think that's all. Can I get anything else?
I just had one thing to tell you before. There's a public access box. I don't know if everybody has an email. Like, I don't know Bob does. I don't know Sean does. Mm-hmm. If I can get that, I'll send you the link. Since it's a three-member board, you can't just call up Sean and say, hey, Sean, what do you think about this new generator? That would be totally against the public access type things. Now, occasionally I'll send out, or Vicki will send out an email, as long as you don't hit respond all, and when everybody starts hitting respond all, that's not a public meeting. That's more just an informational. Now, anything you do send out is public record, so just to let you know that. So, at some point, it becomes a public option. So, don't need privacy. If you have any questions about it, you can email me privately. We also know that it's not that bad.
We can do that.
Let's do it,
Aaron.
Second. On favor?
Aye.
I wasn't sure if I could make a motion, but I wouldn't have any minutes.
You're going to need that painting on this boy.
You're doing 33 times. Wonderful.